Hello, people.
And welcome to the next episode of
Ooh Baby Bible Stories with T and C.
In this episode, we will be looking at Ruth and Naomi.
In a place called Moab, they lived a nice family, Elimelech and his wife Naomi, and their two sons. They moved because there were more food there than where they used to live. After a while, Elimelech died, but Naomi wasn't alone. She still had two sons. Her sons got married, but after 10 years, they died too. At least Naomi still had her sons' wives to keep her company. Their names were Orpah and Ruth. Naomi called her sons' wives and told them,
"I'm going back to where I used to live, and I would like you also to go back to your family where you used to live. May God show you kindness as you have shown me."
All the women cried and hugged each other because they were such good friends. Orpah didn't want to leave Naomi, but Naomi told her not to worry. She would be fine. So Orpah left to go back to her family. But no matter what Naomi said to Ruth, Ruth wouldn't leave.
"Don't ask me to leave. Where you go, I go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your friends will be my friends, and your God will be my God."
Ruth and Naomi returned to Bethlehem together. It was a good thing Ruth went with Naomi because Bethlehem was very far away and Naomi couldn't have traveled all the way by herself. Notice that Ruth never complains, but she is a good friend to Naomi. She wasn't expecting anything in return. She just wanted to help. When they got there, Ruth decided that she would do some kind of work. It was harvest time, so she worked in the fields following behind the harvesters and picking up any barley dropped.
The owner of the fields came by to greet the harvesters and noticed Ruth in the field. He asked one of the harvesters,
"Who is she?"
"She came back from Moab with Naomi. That's all I know."
Lucky for Ruth, the owner of the field, Boaz, he was a kind man who believed in God. He had also been related to Elimelech, Naomi's husband that died. Boaz went to go greet Ruth. He said to her,
"Don't go work in any other field, but stay here with the other servant girls. I will make sure you are safe, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars."
When Ruth heard this, she bowed down to Boaz and asked,
"Why? Why are you being so nice to me? I'm not from here."
Boaz replied,
"I know what you have done for Naomi. You left your family and moved to a place you've never been. May the Lord reward you for your kindness."
Ruth thanked Boaz and continued her work in the hot sun. Boaz even ordered his workers to drop extra barley so Ruth could have more to herself. Ruth took all the barley home and shared what she had with Naomi. And eventually Ruth married Boaz and everyone was very happy. A good friend takes a long time to learn. A good friend is loyal, like how Ruth was with Naomi. Sometimes our friends aren't perfect and they make mistakes, but so do we. God gives us friends when we need them, and we should treat them like a gift from God. She didn't tell everyone what a good friend she was, did she? Mm-mm. She knew that she should be a friend like God wanted her to be.
The end.
Hi kids,
don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za. See you next week. Bye.